This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. 2 weekends ago, more than 500 people enjoyed seeing a play at Malung Community Center as a fundraiser for a new heating system for the building, which was previously the school in Malung. It wasn't the first time the play had been performed in Malung, however. Of the local people performing the play, most of them were relatives of the actors in the performance 63 years earlier. In the November 3, 1955 issue of Roseau Times Region, this article appeared about that upcoming play. A farce in three acts, Aunt Samanthy Rules the Roost, will be presented by the Malung Hospital Auxiliary at Malung Hall on Friday, November 4th, with the curtain scheduled to go up at 8 p.m. Composed of a strictly local cast, the play is full of comical episodes as Helen Johnson, playing Aunt Samanthy Simpkins, an old maid, finds need for making a choice among politics, egg business, and romance. Albert Brandt as Lucian Littlefield, a farmer who woos the fair Samanthy, and Lloyd Rice as Lawrence Lonewell, a stranger who is looking for romance, find themselves in a hair-pulling and fist-cuffing situation. Nieces who find life under Aunt Samanthy's rule unromantic and dull are also victims of strange coincidences due to an egg and lemonade. Other members of the cast are Serena Simpkins, a niece of Aunt Samanthy, played by Mrs. Raymond Feaster, Sophie Simpkins, another niece, Mrs. Alfred Erickson, Polly Payne, maid at the Simpkins, Mrs. Robert Hatteen, Millie Ambrose, the village dressmaker, Mrs. Elbin Miller, Blanche Bowers, a woman of very few words, Mrs. Albert Sandstrom, Blair Boswell, who likes Serena, played by Clifford Block, Frank Fairfield, who likes Sophie, Floyd Johnson, and Buddy Baskins, the grocery boy, Odin Lassell. The play promises to take on many angles before its plot is completed, and the cast has worked long and hard on their parts. It promises to be an evening of considerable entertainment. All proceeds go to the Roseau Community Hospital Fund. 1 week later, this follow-up article appeared after the performance. Although the egg tightened the situation considerably and brought some unexpected competition in a rollicking romance, the nectar was what really turned the trick at Malung Friday night when Aunt Samanthy Rules the Roost. The play, presented by the Malung Group of the Roseau Community Hospital Guild, packed the house, rocked the rafters, and netted some $250 for the fund. The play revolved around Aunt Samanthy, an old maid and severe with her nieces, who ran for mayor against Lucian Littlefield. The house girl, Polly, bought some love powders, and Littlefield and Samanthy accidentally drank them in the nectar. They fell in love to the chagrin of two old maid friends of Samanthy, who were supporting her in her campaign against lovemaking and handholding. Meanwhile, one of the nieces, craving romance, had written a message on an egg, which brought quick response in the form of a mustached suitor, who thought Samanthy had sent it. Meanwhile, the girls were doing a little nectar-assisted scrapping over two of the local swains. In the end, Samanthy came out of the nectar spell and was just as old maidish as ever. However, her heart softened, and when the curtain rang down, everyone was in love and everything was hunky-dory. Only two not to find happiness in the form of love were the two old maids who were typified by a hatred of men and such foolishness. And ain't that the truth? A photograph of the cast was also included in that issue of the paper, which can be seen in the Roseau County Museum. This current performance had direction by Jim and Janae Provins and help from Gwen Salberg and the World Summer Theater, who supplied props and costumes. They were heartily thanked, as were the amazing volunteers at Malung Community Center. Actors in the 28th version were Sherry Lund Amundsen, Tammy Headland Yawn, Leslie Swanson, Jonathan Gron, Karen Nelson Stacy, Sharon Brandt Lund, Janet Erickson Strandley, Jim Provins, Stuart Butch Nelson, Tracy Wensloff and Todd Albert S. Brandt. Janet remembered seeing the original play at Malung Hall when she was 12, with her aunt playing the part of Sophie. Most of the other actors also had relatives in the original performance. It was a very fun event to attend, and people are still talking about it with huge smiles on their faces. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.